Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I hope you guys are having a good day. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins, and today we're going to talk about stimulus checks. The Biden administration is under a lot of fire over the fact that the stimulus checks are not going to be going out to millions of people. So millions of you who expect a stimulus check may not get one, and I'm going to explain to you exactly what's going on. No reason to panic, but a lot of people are livid over this. A lot of even Democrats are angry over how the stimulus checks are being handled by the Biden administration and others. And I'm going to give you the Dr. Boyce breakdown on this. So get comfortable, get ready. We're going to get started right now. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Black Financial Channel. That's theblackfinancialchannel.com. Today, we're going to talk about stimulus checks. Stimulus checks are something that I think most of you agree on. Stacey Slaughter, Vernon, I see you in here, Vernon and C. Russell, Mr. 1100 out of Toledo, I see you too. Aisha and Raquel, Sharon, Boogie B, Max Jerome, my brother, Genesis Goliath, Atlanta's Black Wall Street. Good to see all of you. And put your hashtag B1 in the chat if you understand why these platforms exist. We put Black people first. We have to put our community first. If we don't solve our problems, then nobody will. If you agree with that sentiment, then put a hashtag B1 in the chat. That means that we're Black first on this platform. We talk about economics. You ain't got to be Black to be here, but the Black community is our top priority. So stimulus checks. Let's talk about stimulus checks. So right now, I was reading this morning about the Biden administration literally doing some interesting things with stimulus checks. Apparently, Democrats are getting a little bit fuzzy and strange in terms of how they're going to write the checks. Now, I'm going to just say this. Before I begin, I believe stimulus checks needed to go out a long time ago. You know, getting a stimulus check now is kind of like a parent forgetting to feed their baby for 8 weeks and then showing up with a bag of groceries. you show up with a bag of groceries for the baby 8 weeks later, you ain't gonna have a baby. So I hope you get what I'm saying. So they're a day late, they're dollar short, literally and figuratively. But these stimulus negotiations are still going on. Now they've moved Trump out of the way, so they take responsibility for what's happening. The Democrats have the power in the Senate, and good for them. A big stimulus check, just in case you don't know, for those of you who are investors, when the stimulus packages are released, you're probably going to see a bump in your stock prices. That's why I'm a big believer in Black people investing in the stock market. If you're a stock market investor, say yes. Please say yes in the chat if you are investing in the stock market. Even if you're investing pennies, I need to know that you're participating in the stock market, because these politicians are not going to save you. And if you're not sure how to invest and you want to sort of get moving or whatever the case may be, or you don't quite know what to do, there's a free Black Stock Market Challenge right here in the URL, theblackstockmarketchallenge.com. I put that together. I have a PhD in this stuff. I know what I'm talking about. I need y'all to listen when I tell you that that's where the money's at right now. So please go to where the money's at. Don't go to where the money's not at, or you ain't gonna have no money. So anyway, let's talk about the stimulus thing. So Biden and the Democrats are getting some heat over stimulus. I'm gonna read some of this to you. This is on CNBC. Give me a yes in the chat if you can hear me okay. just say I can hear you loud and clear, something like that, because I'm on my phone and I'm moving stuff around a little bit. We're about to take our 17-year-old on a college visit. So, but Alicia, let me break away for a minute so I can talk to y'all, because she knows that I love y'all and I just want to make sure my people stay informed. So here's what it says in CNBC. It says fewer people may qualify for the $1,400 stimulus payments. Here's why. After promising another round of stimulus payments worth $1,400 to many Americans, President Joe Biden has reportedly signaled that he is open to restricting the number of people who would receive them based on their income. Democrats are reporting now he says he's open to considering restricting the number of people. I'm not sure if he's negotiating with the Republicans or if Democrats are asking for this, because what's her name? Ocasio Cortez, you know, who's a very smart lady. She actually goes on what is it? Not Reddit. It's that other Twitch. She plays video games on Twitch. So my 17-year-old and all his friends know who she is. So she's such a smart lady. I don't agree with her politically, but I mean, you can't knock the hustle. You got to respect the hustle. So she's basically claiming that that there are Democrats who are trying to put restrictions on the stimulus payments, that this isn't just a Republican thing. But I'll give you more details. You can kind of figure it out as we go along. Democrats are reportedly considering sending the $1,400 payments to individuals earning up to $50,000 and $2,800 to married couples earning up to $100,000. That is a decrease from the first and second round, which went to 70 individuals making up to 75,000. So the individual threshold is expected to drop from 75,000 to 50,000 for individuals, 150,000 to 100,000 for couples. Now, this is all based on your 2019 income. That's a little bit, that's interesting. I can see why people are living over this, because why would you be looking at my 2019 income when it's 2020 and 2021? That's when I lost my job. I didn't lose my job in 2019. I didn't need a stimulus in 2019. Don't base how well you helped me out, or how much you helped me out, based on how well I used to do when things were good. Based on how I'm doing right now. Like, if I'm hungry right now, feed me based on how hungry I am now. Don't feed me. Don't say, well, you don't need any food. You ate last week. That doesn't make any sense. But anyway, that's what's going on. So it says also, meanwhile, Republicans have proposed sending $1,000 checks to individuals earning up to $40,000 a year and $80,000 for couples, phasing out completely at $50,000. So the Republicans are being stingier than the Democrats. The Democrats are offering $1,400. The Republicans are offering $1,000. The Democrats want to go up to $50,000. The Republicans want to go up to $40,000. But a lot of people think that both the Republicans and the Democrats are crazy, because these little tiny checks are just not going to do it. Most of y'all have rent or a mortgage that is more than $1,000. I'm not laughing. This is not a laughing matter, but I'm laughing because I just laugh at stupid things. Stupidity makes me giggle. I want to process this for a minute, right? Give me a yes or no. How many of you have a rent or mortgage payment that is more than $1,000? They're talking about $1,000 checks. After how many months has it been since the last stimulus? Was it been 7, 8, 9 months? I mean, you can't even pay rent. You can't pay 1 month of rent with that money, let alone, you know, survive. Not, I mean, It's almost like an honorarium, you know. It's like, you know, when I would go give speeches, there would be times where, like, my speaking fee is pretty high. Like, so don't invite me to speak, because it's better to just come here and hear me, because my speaking fee is very high. But then there's times where I just get an honorarium, and it's not very much money. It's because I'm doing it because you're my friend from high school, and I want to help out your organization. And you say, hey, doc, here's a little bit of money as an honorarium. I'm like, oh, thank you. I'm honored to receive the honorarium. But it's not like I'm really going to pay bills with this tiny check, right? It's just kind of like saying, like, we appreciate you. So this amount of money that they're sending out to the public, it's not really there to boost your income. This is not economic aid. This is an honorarium. Like, this is just... this is where you just send money just to say you sent something. Like, if you have a bill collector and you owe them, you know, $108,000, and you say, I'm gonna send you $80 just as a good faith payment to let you know that I'm here and that I'm listening to you. Like, that's all that is. And so the reason I bring this up is because when you talk about stimulus, when you talk about governments writing checks, you gotta understand that there's two reasons why the government would write a stimulus check to you. One would be for aid, economic aid. That's when they're saying people are struggling. We want to help you out. Here's some money that's going to make a difference in your life. But then there's stimulus. Now, stimulus isn't being sent because they care about you. Stimulus is because they're trying to just get the economy moving. That's where they're just trying to stimulate spending. It's designed to create the incentive for you to go spend your money so that the businesses can get going and the banks can get going. You know, I remember when Ice Cube came on the channel, he said something like, money trickles up, it doesn't trickle down. And I said, that's a very profound statement that you made, because it's true. When you give money to poor people, they have to go spend that money. They can't just sit on it. They're going to go buy groceries. They're going to go put it back in the economy. The economy will stimulate because you're putting money in their hands. So it's not always a terrible thing, but they're not sending this money because they really think it's going to make a difference in your life. They're sending this money because they know that if they write a big $2 trillion check, that the economy is going to boost, their stocks are going to go up in value, and they're not going to have to worry about, you know, things like, you know, whether they're worried about inflation or bad economic growth or high unemployment numbers, you know, things that are going to cause them to lose their jobs. So I just want you to kind of understand, and I think maybe what I'm getting at is the very cynical idea that the government doesn't care about you. I've told you guys this, and I just kind of think this is a good time for you to kind of observe this, because if they cared about you, they, you know, if you care about somebody and you know that they're starving to death, you're not just gonna send them food 6 months later. That's just kind of a symbolic gesture. That's like putting food next to their gravesite. You know, that's not the same as actually feeding them. So hit the thumbs up button. Please hit the thumbs up button right now. Hit the thumbs up, share, subscribe button. Make sure you sign up for the channel. And also, I'm on Clubhouse, by the way. So if you're on Clubhouse, feel free to follow me there. I think I'm going to hop in there this weekend at some point. So you can follow me at Dr. Boyce Watkins. And also, if you want to talk to one of our specialists at the Black Business School, we have people there that can talk to you. You don't have to have money to get started. We've got things for anybody, no matter what situation you're in. I just want you to get help. So come to church, come to the altar. Let us help you out. Let us help you move to that new life that you want to live. You ain't got to be scared. I'm right here with you. All of us, we have a team of experts that are here with you. It's not just me. So let me keep going. The Democrats' plan is not public yet. So many details are not available, including what year the income requirements will be based on. While 85% of Americans qualify for a payment under the earlier income threshold, 71% qualify when it's decreased to the $50,000 limitation. So only 71% of you are going to get stimulus payments. Biden and many Democrats believe a third round of payments is needed to help cash-strapped families to pay their bills and other expenses, but some have said a more targeted approach would get the money to families most in need. While lower-income families need the payments to put food on the table, many middle-class families saved their first and second payments. Opportunity Insights, a nonpartisan economic research institute at Harvard University, estimates that households earning more than $78,000 will spend only $105 of the $1,400 stimulus check they receive. Targeting the next round of stimulus payments toward lower income households would save substantial resources that could be used to support other programs with minimal impact on economic activity, writes economists Raj Chetty, John Friedman, and Michael Stepner, the authors of the Opportunity Insights report. Now, I agree with that, right? I think that I get what they're saying, right? So what they're saying is, you know, that some of y'all don't need a check. But this is out of CNBC, by the way. That's where I'm reading the article from, Shante. Some of y'all don't need the money, right? And what makes sense ideally is that the stimulus payments would go to people who need it. I'm okay with that. I hope you think that makes sense, right? I really wish, you know, we could have something set up where, look, if you're doing good, send your money back. Like, don't take that check. Like, let somebody have it who really needs that money. Don't take your $1,400 stimulus to say, ooh, now I've got, you know, $38,400 in my account, and when I only had $37,000 before. Like that's not nice. That's not good, right? Resources, you know, are not infinite. But the problem with that argument, though, the thing that they're missing is that, you know, you cannot base how I'm doing right now on how I was doing a year ago, right? If I had a good job a year ago in 2019, I may not have that job in 2021. Right. And I think that's something that has to be factored in. So maybe if there's a way to look at what people have in their savings accounts or something. But I kind of think this idea of assuming that people over $50,000 don't need help is a falsehood. Now, long term, you know, as you're learning from this and watching, again, reiterating when I'm coming back to you and reminding you about how the government doesn't care about you. I know some of y'all think white folks are here to save you. Some of y'all pray to them every morning when you get out of bed and eat your cornflakes. But I'm here to tell you that this government don't care nothing about you. I don't know. I'm not going to say we should have been storming the Capitol, but shoot, I've been mad at these people for a long time because I've never felt that they did the right thing by black folks. You didn't even pay reparations. Black people are owed $15 trillion. Write that check too while you're at it. But they're not going to write the check anytime soon, in my view. And so what I would tell you is that if you're doing well, if you're making a decent income and you've got enough money to save, I encourage you to tithe to yourself. I encourage you to build your own family bank. I encourage you to consistently invest in the stock market so that you will have liquid assets available in the case of economic emergency. I'm encouraging you to understand that you can never live your life as if nothing bad is ever going to happen. Income means nothing if you have no savings, no investments, and own no assets. Income is temporary. Assets are not temporary. How about that? Income is temporary. Income can be shut off at any moment. An asset base gives you more economic defense. So one of the most important rules of economic self-defense is you better save your money. You better stack your paper. You better get some investments. You better have some stocks. You better, over time, get you some real estate. Get you maybe a little business or two. Get you another stream of income. You know, financial security, it comes in all forms. Even when you talk about things, I mean, you guys have seen, I've been talking a lot about relationships and stuff. You know, Alicia, Dr. Alicia, my fiance, is a relationship expert, licensed. She's licensed and she counsels couples and she's obsessed over this thing. And I can just tell you, even how you manage your relationship with your partner is an economic move, because you can't build empires with somebody when you're fighting all the time. And also, you can't build empires with a dud. So how you go about picking your partner is huge in your economic outcomes. You don't believe me? Just go ask all the divorcees who declared bankruptcy after the divorce, or who lost multi-million dollar opportunities, or at least $100,000 opportunities, or good job opportunities because they spent so much time fighting with their spouse. They couldn't get anything done. They were too emotionally frazzled. Or their spouse just took all the money, or their spouse didn't make any contributions, or they ended up giving all their money away to lawyers trying to go through the divorce. So literally, even little things like investing in your relationship by getting counseling and coaching and therapy, that right there is an economic strategy. Because believe me, if you can maintain healthy relationships with other people, whether you're talking about your spouse, your siblings who you could go into business with, your friends, business partners, if you know how to resolve disputes and maintain healthy relationships, that's a gangster economic move right there. That right there will increase your income, because now, because instead of having a whole bloody trail of burned bridges and destroy and ruined relationships and one trauma after another, instead you have harmony, peace, and opportunity and prosperity. You've got people you can pick up the phone and say, "Hey, I'm struggling. Can I hold $1,000 till the end of the month?" And they will do that because they know you, they like you, they trust you, and they feel that you too are part of their support system. Do you get what I'm saying? Please give me a yes in the chat if you're hearing what I'm saying. Relationships and wealth are directly connected. And in an insecure economic environment, the way your ability to maintain relationships becomes one of your most important last lines of defense. Because when the stuff really hits the fan, it's going to be your community and your family and your people around you that come through for you, not Uncle Joe Biden. I know y'all think Jim Crow Joe is your uncle, but he ain't your uncle. He ain't your daddy, right? Trump ain't your daddy. Yo, these people don't care about you. You got to care about yourself. So do me a favor, hit the thumbs up button, share, subscribe button. If you haven't done it yet, please do that. And I don't know if you subscribe to the Black Financial Channel, but I personally think we do it better than anybody else. And here's a free lecture, by the way, on financial security. If you want to go check it out, you can go to blackfinancialsecurity.com. You can watch that with your family. I guarantee it's going to change your life, because I know what I'm talking about. This is what I do. All right, so let's keep going. I'm going to read more of the CNBC article about the stimulus payments so that you can kind of get some details. There's another little piece of this that I thought was really interesting that really kind of got my attention. And it honestly, I ain't gonna lie, it kind of bothered me a little bit. So check this out. So they said stimulus checks are extremely popular among the American public. Almost 80% favor the $1,400 checks. And that's good, right? I'm sure most of you favor stimulus checks. I know I do. Biden and other Democrats promised a third round of payments in the 2020 presidential campaign and made it a central argument in favor of voting for the Democrats in the Georgia Senate runoff race. So that's why Ocasio Cortez was so upset, because she said we ran on bigger stimulus checks and here we are, we're not doing anything. We're doing what politicians do, lying to people. But I haven't gotten to the good stuff yet, so let me keep going. I'm looking to find this. While fewer households would receive checks based on their income, others would receive one for the first time since Biden's proposal expands eligibility for a payment to adult dependents. Previously, those 17 and over were claimed on someone else's taxes did not qualify for a payment. This affected many college students, disabled adults, and elderly Americans. So a lot of people who are actually claimed on somebody else's taxes will now qualify for payment. I'm not sure about that. That sounds kind of strange. But, you know, if you're being taken care of by somebody else, do you really need a check? But that is what it is. Okay. But here's the part that's really interesting. It says, additionally, mixed status families in which some members have Social Security numbers, but others, typically one or both parents, do not, would also qualify. And y'all, do y'all give me a guess if you know what I'm talking about when they say mixed status families? It sounds like they're being politically correct. But when you don't have a social security number, y'all know what that means. I mean, it doesn't always mean the same thing all the time, but y'all know what it means. You know, when you talk about families without a social security number, mixed status, I mean, they're talking about people who are not American citizens, right? Now, I'm not here to, on any level, to diss anybody, and I'm not here to tell you what your opinion should be on any of this, on immigration, whatever the case may be. Think, feel how you feel about it. But I don't think you can name any country on earth. There's not a country on the planet that I can think of that in the middle of an economic crisis where they can't even afford to take care of their own people would be giving checks to people who are not citizens of that country. Can anybody give me a yes or no in the chat? I'm not trying to be mean here. I'm trying to be honest. Can you name, can anybody name any country who in the middle of an economic crisis will tell their own citizens, hey, we can't take care of all of y'all, but then write checks to people who are not citizens of that country, who are from other places? Would China do that? I know a woman who married a man from Denmark. She got married to him, and she wanted to go. She said she wanted to go live in Denmark, and I said, well, can't you just go live there because you're married? She said, no, Denmark doesn't do that. They don't care who you marry. Their resources are for their people. Is there any country anywhere outside the United States that you can name? And I'm not dissing. I'm just asking this question: who will give stimulus checks to people who are not from that country, but will tell their own citizens that they can't, that we ain't got enough for y'all? You know, and I saw someone made an interesting comment that said, spoken like a true Republican. Well, you know, I would say this. I think people have a right to be whatever they want. I know Black Republicans, I don't consider them to all be sellouts, just like I don't consider my Black Democrat friends to be sellouts. Just because you voted for Joe Biden, a man who incarcerated more Black men than any president in American history, just because you voted for a racist doesn't make you a racist. I understand. You voted for the lesser of two evils, right? You did what you had to do. Well, I encourage you to give your Republican family members, some of y'all got family members who are Republican, I encourage you to give them the same freedoms that you expect people to give to you. So the freedom I give to you is to say that just because you voted for a racist, that don't make you a racist. Well, the same thing is true on the Republican side and the Democrat side. So I'm not here to chop Blackness up by Democrat Republican affiliation. That's nonsense, right? This whole, you know, if you didn't vote for me, you ain't Black stuff. Nobody has a right to tell you what it means to be Black, especially not somebody who ain't even Black themselves, who ain't shown no love for Black people, who has damaged the Black community. How can you allow a person who's damaged the Black community to tell you what it means to be Black? That's insanity. That's absolute insanity if you fall for that nonsense. We don't do Democrat Republican stuff here. That's why we're Black first. That's why when you walk in the door, I say, are you Black first? At that point, I don't care what political party you're in, as long as you understand that our community needs to come to the top of the priority list. So let's get back to this. Let's go back to this issue. I don't understand. And I'm just telling you, like, if I'm sitting here, check this out. If I told Alicia, if I said, babe, we've only got enough food to feed two of the children, so one of our children's going to starve to death, but I found these other kids from down the street who need food. So I'm going to feed our first two kids, and one of our children's going to starve to death because, you know, you can't save everybody. But I'm going to take whatever's left and I'm going to feed these children from down the street. What do you think she would say to me? What do you think? How quick do you think she would kick me all up in my butt? Exactly. It would be insane. It makes no sense. So I think that with the Democratic Party, what they've got to do is they got to make a choice. You know, literally, maybe when times are good and you've got extra money and the budget is in a surplus and you're not sitting on $27 trillion in debt and you're not at the verge of economic collapse and you're not writing checks you can't cash, you're not printing money to the point where money will eventually be worthless, you're not destroying your economy, you're not stuck in the pandemic. Maybe when you're not at your economic wit's end, maybe then you can start showing some generosity to people who are not American citizens. But until that time, I'm just going to tell you that a poor person that exists in America should, in my view, get priority over a poor person in another country. That's why every country has its own government. If I go to El Salvador and expect the El Salvadorian government to take care of me as quick as they take care of someone from El Salvador, they're going to look at me like I'm crazy. So similarly to some of the other ideas that you see coming out of the out of these political parties that don't make any sense, like, I don't know, like the one where they say that a boy can decide to be a girl and then go do a contact sport with girls. Like there was a guy who was an MMA fighter years ago. I can't remember his name. I don't have his name in front of me, but he was a mediocre fighter. So he decided, I want to be a woman. And so this guy decided to be a woman. It's a true story. Go look it up. And he said, I want to be a woman. So I get to now fight the women. I swear to God, I'm not making this up. Go look it up. And he gets in the ring with a woman and he beats this woman so bad that he literally cracked her skull. Like you are cracking women's skulls because somebody thought it was a good idea to let you go into the ring with a woman. Well, I'm sorry. Call me whatever you want. You can call me a Trump supporter. You can make fun of me. You can say I'm old fashioned. You can say I'm whatever phobia you want to attach to me. But my daughters are never going to compete in a contact sport with someone who has a penis. That ain't gonna happen. If you have male body parts, I don't care. You can be as liberated as you want. You can be whatever you want to be outside of that sport. But my daughters will not be competing with you in that situation because it's insanity. So sometimes they with politics and political pressure, they give you ideas that don't make any sense. They tell you that the insane is sane and that you're insane for not accepting the insane. That because you're not going with the crowd, again, this is why I encourage you to be a free thinker. I'm not telling you to agree with me. Being a free thinker may mean that you disagree with me, and that's okay. I don't care, as long as you think, right? But you have to be a free thinker, because if you're not, if you're a sheep, then they're going to take something that's completely insane because some powerful person thought that this was going to fit their little person, their little weird, their own freaky little agenda, and they're going to put something insane in front of you. And then when you say that's insane, they're going to call you insane and they're going to label you and attack you and all these other things. So let's get back to the stimulus checks. When it gets to the stimulus checks, here's the raw deal. Here's the situation. And people don't need charity. People need an economy. We need an economy. People, they don't need a $1,200 check every 8 months. They need the ability to make a living. People need the ability to walk outside their house and protect themselves, wear their masks, their gloves, wash their hands, whatever they got to do, socially distance, and still go to work. That's what you need. It is the elitist politicians who somehow came up with this idea that millions of people can sit at home for a year with no income and no food and no resources. And for any of those politicians that do this, that want to convince me that they were doing this for the good of the American people because they had no other choice, then the best way to prove to me that that was your agenda is to show me that you went into your own bank account and took that $10 million out of your own bank account and you distributed that money to all the families that are in need. If you're sitting here on $10 million in your bank account, sitting in your mansion with your servants and butlers and maids, and because you're comfortable sitting at home for a year, and you're then telling millions of people to do what you're doing, then that's a little bit disingenuous. And this is not me. This is not the college professor in me talking. This is common sense. This is basic fairness. You know, these politicians and the way they've handled just the stimulus negotiation, it's pathetic and kind of embarrassing and very, very sad. So anyway, I'm going to get out of here, guys. I appreciate you listening. I know I get a little bit crazy sometimes, but I appreciate you putting up with my crazy butt. And just know, you don't have to agree with me to come in here, but just know, I think at the end of the day, we have to challenge each other's thinking. And I, too, am open for evolution in my thought process because I want to accept as many ideas as possible so that I can see the whole picture. I do not want to be living in an echo chamber like the rest of the world, because the world is going crazy and social media is causing a lot of this insane same division that you're seeing right now. So anyway, do me a favor, hit the thumbs up button, share button, and subscribe button. Please do that right now. And also, if you want some free or low-cost resources that that help us fulfill our own Black agenda, not an agenda from the politicians. The Black agenda will never come from Joe Biden. The Black agenda will never come from the Democrats or Republicans. The Black agenda must come from Black people. Well, we put together a platform called the allblackagenda.com. My $5 a day investing plan is there so you can build wealth. We've got a link to Ice Cube's contract with Black America, which was very good. We've got links to family things that I've mentioned in terms of things you can do with your family. I've got a free copy of my ebook is there. It takes a village to raise the bar. So there's a lot of stuff there. Go to the allblackagenda.com. Just take a look. I think you'll like what you see. And my goal is to help us form our own government where we are doing things that are going to help ourselves move forward instead of waiting for Superman. You don't wait for your oppressor to come save you, because that's not what oppressors do. Oppressors oppress. So if you're waiting for your oppressor to show up and make your life better, then that doesn't make any sense. You don't wait for the criminal to show up and do favors for you. You tell the criminal to stay out of your house so that you can do favors for yourself. So do for self. That's the message. God bless you. Have a good day. And I hope you get the biggest stimulus check ever. But then on top of that, I want you to create your own stimulus check, because you can do that too. So take care. Thank you for listening. Have a good day. I'll see you soon. Bye. Peace.